This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
JV program at 7 after the hour on this Monday at the 11th of November. This is the actual day. This is one of those coincidences that only happens once every 7 years that we actually celebrate Veterans Day on Veterans Day because of the silly law the unions got the government to pass many years ago that requires a certain amount of Monday holiday so that people have a three-day weekend. So today is Armistice Day, maybe Remembrance Day in your experience, Veterans Day, Victory Day, some people call it. The name is special. Certainly it applies to special people, not only here in our country, but all around the world. It's one of those few holidays that we are unified in celebrating it. I don't think they celebrate in Japan or Germany, but in most of the Western European countries they do. It was on this day, the 11th day of the 11th month at 11 o'clock in the morning when World War I ended. The Allied and Central Powers signed the Armistice Agreement in Marshal Foch's railway car. In France, many still bow their heads at 11 o'clock on this day because of what happened. Many people who know what happened on November 11th, 1918, who studied in school. I wonder how many. Do you remember? I'm going to go around the room here, the virtual room, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on the DJV program. Jennifer, do you remember studying specifically World War I, what it was about, how it ended, et cetera, when you were in school?
Yeah, World War One, World War Two. Obviously, World War Two, I think, was more the focus for my generation, and mostly because of the. Not that World War One was not dramatic. I shouldn't say that, but it just because of the proximity, probably, and just so many pieces of literature and things that were kind of based off of what the events that were going on in World War Two. But sure, yeah, definitely, we studied that.
Yeah. How about you, Kara?
Yeah, I think my answer is pretty much the same as Jen's. Yeah, I think,
yeah, same with
obviously, I mean, any U.S. history class or world history class, we would learn about World War One, but definitely there was more of a focus on World War Two, and I don't know if it's just because it was closer in history or...
Because a lot of us have, in our group of generations, have grandparents who or grandfathers you know, who were in the war, so it made it more relevant.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would say the nice thing about Veterans Day, at least, I don't know if they do this for all holidays, but I remember in school, at least when I was in elementary and middle school, it's like you would spend kind of the week around it, even though you would have off on that Monday, you would spend the week before or after kind of learning about some of that stuff. So that's kind of nice.
There's a story, well, I was looking at some of the footage from Paris this morning at the Arc de Triomphe. Most people know where that is if you've ever been to Paris. It's a rather dominating architectural structure. There is a perpetual flame that burns there. It was lit on November 11th, 1919, in honor of an unknown soldier. So it was with that tradition that the whole business of unknown soldiers became. We talk often about the unknown soldier that's at Arlington Cemetery and unknown soldiers who are in various capitals and various cities around the world. And truly, they are unknown. There are plenty of remains of soldiers in any conflict. Not so much today because of how, you know, records are kept, but there's a two-minute silence observed in France and Britain at 11 o'clock in the morning for those who are unknown, or were and still are unknown, that participated in the war. So this is an honor for men and women who have served in our armed forces. It is a legal federal holiday. Later on, we'll go through the things that are going on. The people in England will have the same approach to this today as we do. People in France, people in Canada, people in countries all around the world. Wilson proclaimed this as Armistice Day to remind us of the tragedies of war, and then it was adopted shortly thereafter by lots of other of our partners in World War One. In 1938, it became a federal holiday. 1971, I think it was 71 or 77, maybe when that law was passed to have all these Monday holidays. That's really the kind of the background for Veterans Day. I think we are the home of the free because of the brave. Think about that. You know, we sing, we hear the expression land of the free, home of the brave. But when you really get down to it, we have maintained our freedom because of these brave people who didn't necessarily always sign up because they wanted to, especially during the time of conscription, World War II, and after that. But I think, well, I will take that back. Most people who got involved in World War II wanted, you know, the Nazis were so brutal, the Japanese were barbaric, and the things that we were hearing about them made, or that our forefathers heard about them, made us want to go get them, and not only protect ourselves, but to protect others who were being victimized by the Germans and the Japanese. So are we, is that phrase applicable? We are the home of the free because of the brave. I think it is.
Yep,
very,
I agree.
Very applicable to those who have lived and died, but they... I mean, during the Vietnam War, when I was a kid, there were a lot of people resisting going to Canada. They didn't want to be in the service because Vietnam was just wrong. And
it was, but the way we treated the people who came home.
Oh,
was
awful. Oh, my God, my generation.
More wrong than that.
Awful. Awful, awful, awful. So, liberty, equality, justice, all of those sorts of things. We need to remember why we remember, and hopefully this information helps you a little bit there. And by the way, we are, whether other people around the world sort of put two and two together, we're responsible, this group that has pressed on for freedom over the years against tyranny and oppression, the Japanese and the Germans, but there are plenty of other examples of it, certainly the Russians, the Chinese to a point these days, even though we do business with them because of the way the world is, but what went on in the Middle East, all of these things. And in fact, what's going on in Hong Kong? This thing may have ripple effect on people. These people are not giving up at all. Jennifer, what you were looking at the story of what the protests have produced over the weekend. What's going on?
Yeah, it's horrific. I hate to even really start with this, but I think it's so important. And at some point, it'll be interesting. I mean, not even interesting. That's even the wrong word. But it will be telling to see if our government is going to have to get involved and try to put our nose into this, because there are a group of protesters in Hong Kong that have not stopped. They are pro-democracy protesters. And the story out today is that one was shot at close range by the opposition, by the Chinese, essentially. And a counter-protester was set on fire as violence just continues to engulf Hong Kong. They had these disturbing images that have been all over the media. Don't look at them unless you're really ready for it. Mm-hmm. It is unbelievable. They have street fights, escalating attacks from both sides of the aisle. They are drowning out an appeal by the city's embattled leader to end the demonstrations. Carrie Lam is the pro-China chief executive of Hong Kong, and he laid the blame for the ongoing demonstrations deteriorating into chaos squarely at the feet of pro-democracy protesters. But videos are now emerging from autonomous Chinese territory that showed the mayhem actually being instigated from all angles. The most telling piece of this story is video that was just released where a man who's opposed to the protesters had a substance thrown on him, and then they lit him on fire. The flames just consuming the man's upper body. A police officer is seen shooting away a group of protesters on a street intersection and drawing his gun on one mass demonstrator who approaches him. The two kind of fight a little bit, and then the officer points his gun at a second protester and shoots him at close range in the stomach. So this is, it's really erupting again, even when it disappears from our headlines. This is still going on right now, this fight for democracy.
It's something that we keep our eyes on, our ears open. We are objective. Let me go back to Veterans Day for a moment here, because there's a, I'm thinking about posting this on my Facebook page. The story, there's a video that you can find. Just Google, all of you, Google Eddie Wadsworth. Eddie Wadsworth. You'll find when you Google him, a salute to this guy. He's 85 years old. He's a poppy. He sells poppies, and we all know what that means in terms of remembrance. I hope we do in terms of Veterans Day, the poppy fields and all of that. He turned his scooter. This guy is not able to walk, so he has sort of a mobility scooter, a kind of a wheelchair, a motorized wheelchair, and he turned it into a tank to help him raise money for what is the bit. It's like the veterans over here. They're called the Royal British Legion there, but they're the veterans of British Army recruits. And so you see it. A lot of people have retweeted this, or they have reposted it, but I offer it to you as an example of how active, not only here in America, but elsewhere around the world, in the free world. I mean, they're not celebrating Armistice Day in China or Russia today, but they certainly are in England and all over Europe, with the exception of Germany. So this story of Eddie Wadsworth, I think, is very much appropriate for Remembrance Day. And something else that is maybe surprising to some of you with regard to the Army and the services. Army is banking on surprising late teens who may know nothing about the military with a new multi-million dollar advertising campaign. Have you seen this? They're trying to recruit 130,000 people over the next year to go into the Army. And it promises jobs and laboratories and cyber specialties and teaching the men and women that go into the service how to be good culinists, that is, good cooks. The campaign is dubbed What's Your Warrior? Getting the Army out of the recruiting slump that it's in, trying to step away from the perception after especially the recent wars. We've been at war for, what, 18, 19 years? And it leads to a high number of soldiers shooting guns and driving vehicles. That's what the Army is not about, and that's what they want to tell you. There are 150 different specialties. The campaign would use data, social media, like Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, to reach teenagers who show interest in having different skills, trying to develop them. This sort of follows in league with what we were talking about a little while ago, you know, where the jobs are, what's going on when you get out of the college rat race, and why aren't there jobs when the unemployment rate is so low. And Victoria says it's because the boomers are not retiring, which I think is, yeah, I think you're right about that. So here's the Army that has, you know, is not attractive to a lot of people, but they're spending $150 million this year on media to try to get people to, they want to get recruits in and show them what the opportunity is. I mean, that's one of the good things about going to the service, though. You can get trained to do, to have a skill that you can use when you get out of the service, so. Something to be thinking about if you're the parent of, or if you're a youngster wondering what you're going to do when you get out of school. There's an option for you from the Army. This is the DJV program. Here's an option for you if you want all-natural, white, beautiful teeth. The patented all-natural tooth detergent and whitening agent known as Power Swabs. Clinically, this is, and I guess maybe people don't care about the clinical stuff. They just want to know that it works and it's safe, right? So I'm going to tell you, the campaign is, it works and it's safe. All right? What else do you want to know? 800-208-1797. That's one of the great basics of advertising. I always say, okay, tell them what you want to tell them. Tell them how to get it and tell them how much it is. It's 50% off the retail price when you use the DJV code. And you get it by dialing 800-208-1797. This works like it's magic. Coffee, tea, red wine stains, all gone. They are taken away off of the enamel. Save your teeth. Get Power Swabs to whiten your teeth. 800-208-1797. Tell me you heard about it on DJV show. 50% off the retail price. 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm not a big fan, never have been, of Miley Cyrus. There are a lot of people, obviously, who are big fans, and so this info is for you, I guess. She's on the mend, went under the knife for vocal cord surgery. She had tonsillitis, discovered a separate issue with her vocal cords, which she's had, apparently, and didn't know it for a number of years. After learning of the issue, she was told that she would need to have surgery before the end of the year, and that the recovery process would include several weeks of just being quiet, silence. As a result of the issue, she had been working on new music, needed to put in some time in the recording studio performing, but now she's put all of that on hold. Her boyfriend, Cody Simpson, appeared to make a reference to the surgery, sharing a black and white photo of the pair alongside the word success. There's something about her. You know what? I think she's a tramp. I've never liked her. The way she's kind of, maybe it's, I don't know, if that's not the right word, whatever it is, it has always, she's always kind of looked the part, and the way she treated Liam Hemsworth, I think, is atrocious.
We also don't know how she was treated by him.
I don't know that, that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
But it would seem that would have come out, wouldn't it, if it was, or do they have a pact not to talk about stuff like that?
I don't know, but she hasn't said anything negative about him, she just divorced him.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
So maybe I'm being too judgmental.
Yes.
Funny how I got that in your tone. All right, so anyway, that's the Miley story. She's last... So how long is this going to take for her? What, 3 weeks? 4 weeks? 3 months?
Adele had to go on vocal rest when she had similar surgery. It's a pretty severe surgery.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't want to have to. What would happen to me if we I had to have it done? We'd not have me on the air for 3 months. Could you imagine? How the heck would that work?
Can't imagine.
Imagine. All right, next up, Madonna. In the musical focus, we do music every hour during this portion of the program, musical news and that sort of thing. There's a guy in Florida who's filed a class action lawsuit against Madonna after a concert he planned to attend in Miami Beach was pushed back by 2 hours to accommodate Madonna being late. The guy's name is Nate Hollander, purchased 3 tickets, spent $1,000 for Madonna's December 17th Madame X tour at the Fillmore Miami Beach. At the time he bought the tickets, the show was scheduled to start at 8:30. But at the start of the tour, which kicked off in September, Madonna's arriving late to her shows for whatever. I think it's pretty disrespectful, don't you?
Yeah, and I guess they specifically, like, they actually changed the time to 10:30 after people had already bought tickets. They changed the start time. I don't know. I don't like Madonna. I never really have. But
I think she's a snot. I don't like Madonna at all.
Here's something you can judge, because after all of this came out, she posted on Instagram that the Queen is never late. Just as a reminder to her fans.
Yeah.
So how is that, your judgment, any different than mine, even though you use different words and it's about different
because
stuff?
Because you slut-shamed Miley. And I'm not saying anything about Madonna other than I've met her, I've worked with her.
I don't even know that term. I never heard that term before.
Slut-shamed, really?
It means you're calling her a tramp because she's dating someone else after getting divorced.
No, I really am not, because of that.
But Liam Hemsworth already has a new girlfriend, too.
No, it isn't really that. I should clarify. I've never really thought she... I don't know. There's something about her that
I guess my reaction to Madonna is based on her actual actions and the way she's treating her fans.
Yeah, she's disrespectful of the people in the audience. Who the hell? I wouldn't sit for that either. Tell her I want my money back. I'd go to the ticket counter and say, give me my money back. Good for this guy. I'm glad he's done it.
I don't know how far he's going to get, but good luck to him. I agree with it.
Fans booed her, chanted they wanted a refund after the Coliseum had sealed his pay. She was 2 hours late for that in Caesar's Palace. So, yeah. Boo! Boo! Boo, Madonna! All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, one of the three panels leading the impeachment inquiry, is now defending the whistleblower whose complaint sparked the inquiry into President Trump. Texas Congressman Will Hurd saying on Fox News Sunday,
"We should be protecting the identity of the whistleblower. I've said that from the very beginning because how we treat this whistleblower will impact whistleblowers in the future."
Adding that having a whistleblower law on the books is important as an overall check and balance. Former U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley saying that two top members of the Trump administration were trying to get her to undermine President Trump. Haley says that former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and former Chief of Staff John Kelly told her they were resisting the president because they were trying to save the country. And this is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth.
Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on Earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, 34 after the hour, Valentine. What, Valentine? What's the matter with you? Valentine's Day. It's November the 11th. Not hardly Valentine's. Although, I suppose you can send a nice Valentine to somebody that you know that served in the armed forces. It's Veterans Day. I like we are the home of the free because of the brave. That was taken from a friend of mine's post yesterday. I noticed, I'm trying to, Kara and I were just talking. Kara's very stern with me. She's like my teacher when it comes to using the social media. So if I get stumped and I go to her and I say, well, how do I do this? And she gets, I can tell by the tone of her voice, you know, Victoria, whether you hear or not, she gets, I taught myself, why can't you teach yourself?
I'm the same with you that I am with my father. I want you to...
I'm sure you are.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's how I am with my mother.
I'm a teacher. I want you to learn because it's beneficial for yourself.
Well, I did. Worked through this to post a picture. The latest picture I just posted was a picture of a big round hay bale just below the moon. That was yesterday. Don Ela, who works with me on the farm, was in the hayfield finishing these bales, baling up this field of hay. So we're finished at another farm. We've got to move on before the snow and get our work finished. But this is a perfect picture, very kind of romantic, if you will. Go to facebook.com/Doug Steffen, and you can see the bale, the round bale, in a hayfield just underneath the the moon. It's kind of, it does, it represents sort of, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the moon's out already. He's still trying to get the work done because we have such shortened days and we have so much to do still. He's still out there baling the hay, but it's a good shot and it kind of reminds us about where we are farming-wise at this time of year. And I want to keep everybody who listens to the program aware of what's going on the farm, not just my farm, but with farms and farmers in general. Also posted at facebook.com/ Doug Steffen is a picture of me with my friends, the Talmadges and the Whites at the Ohio State game in Columbus on Saturday. It was freezing. And the game was lopsided. We had great seats. You can see where we were. We were just like on the 20-yard line, about six rows up. And it was, you know, pretty interesting to see how this community, not just Ohio State, the community there, but Columbus. I flew in from, because I'd been at the Radio Hall of Fame dinner in New York on Friday night. There's a picture of me with Dr. Ruth just underneath the picture of us at the Ohio State game. And the people on the plane, I got on a plane at 6 o'clock in LaGuardia, and this plane's full of nut birds from New York going to Columbus to go to the game. And that's all they were talking about. The plane was full of people from New York flying to Columbus to go to this game. And the stands, 105,000 people in the stands, and the community around, the traffic, and it's just, I don't understand the culture because I'm not there. But the culture is all of the tailgate. I'd never been to a tailgating party before. And we went to a half. We were walking around, and Ralph's introducing me to his friends. Ralph is a huge Ohio State fan. He was on the board of trustees with me, or I with him, both of us together at Heidelberg. His wife, Joni, was in school with me in my class. And so we've been great friends over the years. And so he's been after me for 2 or 3 years to come and bring Arthur, who's my pal. And we've been working on things, a project together. So he wanted me to bring Arthur, and Arthur's a big football fan, loves football, knew what was going on. But we all were freezing our butts off. We sat with our hands. I had on my usual winter garb of long johns and like triple stuff of sweaters on top of vests and jackets and stuff. And but it was a good experience to just see the culture of this, which is something a lot of you, I know, experience this every weekend, whether it's high school football, college football, whatever, professional. I went back. He saw, we started at noontime. The game started at noon. And then he went back. There was a game at 3. There was a game at 6. And there was still, when we went to bed about 10 o'clock, there was a football game that was still on. These games go all day long, not only Saturday, but Sunday was the same thing. And they're all fanatic. Ohio, people from Florida, Ohio, and California, not so much, Texas, I would say. Texas, the three big states for football. Well, maybe four. Pennsylvania, Florida, Ohio, and Texas. Nuts.
You're forgetting Alabama.
Okay, all right. Alabama came in, I think the Alabama game, and they play LSU, and LSU beat them. Wasn't that an upset?
Yes.
I remember seeing that.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. I love LSU. Right. LSU, yeah. That's also
why?
Big.
Why do you love it?
It's a team that I've always liked. I love Louisiana. I love New Orleans. So it's just a local, you know, local school team down there I like. I also root for Auburn. So an Auburn versus Alabama is like the biggest rivalry. That's like worse than being a Republican or a Democrat. It's, if you're in the state of Alabama, are you Roll Tide or War Eagle? And that's all that anyone talks about. That's all anyone cares about.
It's a life removed from me anyway. It's good to get exposure to all sorts of things. And so that's why I went and told the story. So it's there at facebook.com/ Doug Steffen. The deals, Veterans Day, I don't want to escape or get lost in all of this because Veterans Day is so important. And I decry, although Victoria gives me a little jab here and there, the banks are closed today, schools are closed today, most of the retail stores are open, and thus all these Veterans Day deals, which have nothing to do with Veterans Day. I suppose maybe if you're a veteran, you can take advantage of them because they're specials just for vets. So what are some of them that you've got?
So tons and tons of restaurants. All the big chain restaurants. Applebee's is giving for all veterans and active duty military members. They get a free entree from a special menu today. Boston Market has deals. California Pizza Kitchen, Cracker Barrel, Denny's, Dunkin' Donuts. The list goes on and on. So definitely if you're looking to go out for some food today, check out some of those deals. And if you're not in the mood for eating, there are so many other great deals for veterans today. Amazon Prime is offering, just for veterans and active military, you can get an entire year of Prime membership for only $79. That's a $40 discount. And even if you are an existing Prime member, you can take advantage of this and renew it for the next year. So that's actually that's a really great deal. Great Clips is offering Sports Clips, I should say, is offering free haircuts today. Planet Fitness is letting you work out free for the week and bring a friend along with you, plus free massages. Tons of great deals, even for Goodyear tire service, car washes, things like that. And AMC Theaters also is giving a free large popcorn to anybody who buys a movie ticket with a military ID or a veteran's card. So lots of great deals out there.
Good.
Definitely take advantage.
You know, I was looking at some of the events that are going on locally around the country, Victoria, in my neck of the woods in Massachusetts. There is a parade that's been going on for 81 years. It goes through Framingham and Natick and Milford and some of the suburban areas around Boston. We've actually, this year, for the first time, we're having a bus tour of the city memorials, because we have a number of them. We have Framingham is a village community, in essence. We have five villages in Framingham. Framingham Center, Saxonville, Knobscot, Framingham Junction, and downtown Framingham. And they each have their own sort of veterans memorials. So there are people who are going to take the bus tour. I'm sure there'll be an older crowd, probably, because the schools are closed, and so what do the kids learn? I would like to think there would be some kids that would go out and just understand what this day is all about. The parades, the people get all dressed up. And it actually, today is not going to be a bad day. It isn't like over the weekend it was colder than you know what here. I don't know, how cold did it get in New Jersey over the weekend?
It wasn't bad at all. It was very mild.
Wasn't it?
Yesterday was in the 50s. Saturday, I think, was also in the mid-50s. It was nice.
Yeah. All right. At any rate, Veterans Day, a day for, and you don't hear me talk, most of the time I decry holidays because they're usually like Columbus Day, a big waste of time. But Veterans Day is something that I find I'm very personally connected to it and feel like it's something that we ought to talk about and acknowledge and sort of be more aware of what the facts are around it, frankly. It goes back to my days. I think I told you the story once of me when I was teaching school in the 70s. We had a collaborative of four different disciplines that would all get together. And we'd have our kids work the disciplines like social studies and civics and English. I forget who the other one was that worked with us on this. I think maybe even science. We would take something. Veterans Day was specifically what I remember because I initiated it with my pals. There were teachers. Why don't we do this as a collective? Why don't we teach kids and use the different disciplines to learn about, you know, the science of how weaponry works and, what makes a gun work? What is there about? How does this stuff all work mechanically? And then we talked about. I had the kids write essays about what in their family. I asked them to have a discussion with their parents or grandparents about what Veterans Day meant to them, and then they wrote an essay about it. You know, that kind of stuff. And you bring it into history. I think that makes this sort of a day it makes it very worthwhile. These are the sort of discussions I think we all need to have. Some other discussions that we ought to have, continue to have, are ways in which you can get a very good night's rest. And you know that I advise, because I have been now for the last couple of years talking about MyPillow, it's very widely advertised. This is a fabulous American product, and they've realized, Mike Lindell and his staff realize that advertising is the secret to their success. So that's why you hear ads all over the place. You see television ads and hear people like me talking about the clinical sleep studies that prove that MyPillow changes the quality of your sleep, that sort of thing. With their pillows, you have fewer, good, Doug. That's what I have. Thank you. Fewer sleep interruptions. Your deep sleep is increased. The pillow reduces snoring in and of itself because it improves your ability to have oxygen coming into your... The pillow gives the way it's supposed to. Very scientifically done. This guy, a very smart engineer, put together the idea, and now he has a great American company, and you can benefit. By the way, the latest thing at MyPillow.com is their six-pack, their towel six-pack. Two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. These are towels that actually work. That is, towels that absorb water. What a concept. How many of you have bought towels that they look good and they smell good and they are an addition to your bathroom, except you don't get dry? They're terrible. That's one of my big beefs. This is all 100% USA cotton. These towels are made and manufactured here in the U.S., so let's take advantage of them putting them out on special as they're brand new to the growing list of things that will help your life be better at MyPillow.com. Use the DJV code for the best prices on everything. That's code DJV. Get great rest and now get really clean with the towels at MyPillow.com.
If you are a veteran considering Medicare options, you'll have the opportunity to maximize your coverage by selecting a Medicare Advantage plan in 2020 that won't interfere with your existing Veterans Affairs VA healthcare benefits. Humana's Medicare Advantage Honor Plans can expand your Medicare options. Ed Sendrick of Humana.
The launch of Humana Honor is a natural next step in our commitment to veterans. Enrolling in a Medicare Advantage plan provides access to additional services and benefits, like urgent care and dental coverage, while the VA continues to provide prescription drug coverage and primary care.
It's important veterans understand how Humana's Medicare Advantage Honor Plans complement VA benefits in order to maximize veterans' health coverage. The Medicare Advantage plans provide extra benefits and services, expand medical provider options, and are open to everyone with Medicare. For more, visit Humana.com/Medicare. Humana.com/Medicare.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Some world news. Iran in the news, discovering an oil field containing 50 billion barrels of oil. So what's that going to do for their economy? The field is in southwest Iran, country's second largest oil field, could boost their crude oil reserves to 200 billion barrels of oil. They're the fourth nation in terms of how, you know, oil independence or whatever, that's what they sell. This means that they have more oil than Canada. Their economy strained because of all of the nuclear deal kerfuffle. And so this is the president of Iran says, I'm telling the White House that in the days when you sanctioned the sale of Iranian oil, the country's workers and engineers were able to discover 53 billion barrels of oil. I don't know what that means. So what? Yeah. What are they? They're trying to give us an
oil. Who are they going to sell it to?
Yeah, exactly.
Russia?
Right, yeah. Iran says that they've opened a missing persons case into the disappearance of a former FBI agent named Robert Levinson. Did you hear this? He went missing during a visit to Iran in 2007. This is a sort of quiet way of them trying to soften the noise on the other end. You know what I mean? They could have done this at any time, but right now they're doing it maybe somewhat to appease America. 10 before the hour here on the DJV show.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There was a production about 35 years ago starring Charlton Heston, which Michael York was in it. I'm trying to remember some of the other people that were stars of the original movie Midway, based on the true story of what happened about halfway through World War II when the Japanese were knocking the hell out of us in the Pacific. We launched an effort to take over Midway, which was an island the Japanese held and pretty much kept us from being able to get any further closer to Tokyo. And the air and water, the sea war that came about, it's kind of a mini war, is what this movie is all about. It's not really, I'm told Chuck Curry's not here today, but he told us on Friday, I think, it wasn't really a remake. It's a different way of looking at the story, but the story is still the same. They managed to take from the grasp of the Japanese this island that is Midway, literally, that's why they call it Midway, because halfway across the Pacific, a little further, it's a little further than Hawaii and in the Marshall Islands. It's, you know, one of those places that you wouldn't have ever known, you would never go to it, you'd never even know it was there if it weren't for its import in making the war, the war effort sort of change in our favor. So that's what the movie's about. Victoria's got box office totals, and I guess this movie did pretty well over the weekend, yeah?
Yeah, this was number one, and apparently from everything that I've read, it was kind of a surprise that it did as well as it did. It made $17.5 million this weekend. It was the opening weekend, and the Dr. Sleep, which is a, I think it's a Stephen King movie.
Yeah.
Got kicked to, that was number one, and that got put down to the second place. But yeah, the story seems to be, and Kara was just reading the cast list of Midway. What an amazing cast. There's so many people in it. So this one might have some legs maybe through the holiday season until we hit some real kind of Christmas movies. In third place was a movie called Playing with Fire that made $12.5 million.
What's that about, Victoria? Do you know what it's about?
I don't know. It's, this is the John Cena comedy.
Oh,
It's basically, it's kind of a kid's movie.
Yeah.
Now, where John Cena plays a
fireman. He's a likable guy. He plays likable characters.
Yes, yeah, he's very likable. So that was in third place, and that made
$12
million.
Trying to follow
million.
In the footsteps of The Rock, who made $86 million making movies last year.
Yep. He's not there yet, but yes, he's definitely on his way. In fourth place was the actual Christmas movie called Last Christmas, and that stars Emilia Clarke.
That's got good reviews, hasn't it?
I'm trying not to. I want to see it, but apparently there is a big sort of surprise in it. And Emilia Clarke was doing some interviews over the weekend, doing press for it, and said that she's been very disappointed because a lot of the reviewers have spoiled the movie for people. And so it actually didn't really perform as well as it probably should have at the box office because a lot of people already read the spoilers. So that's kind of a bummer. It made $11.5 million. It's still within what the studio was hoping it would make. It just, it was projected to make more than that, and Emilia Clarke thinks that, you know, it has everything to do with spoilers, which is why we always tell you don't spoil movies for people, because then people don't go to see movies.
Yeah, right.
And in fifth place was Terminator Dark Fate. That made $10.5 million.
All right, so this weekend there are three new movies coming out, including a remake again or an update on Johnny's Angels. Good. On Charlie's Angels. That's coming out. There's a Helen Mirren movie that looks, Charlie's Angels. The reason I'm interested in Charlie's Angels is because my pal Tucker is the bad guy in it. He seems to like to play baddies. Ford versus Ferrari.
That looks really good.
Yeah, that does look pretty good. And then there's the Helen Mirren. So three good movies
coming out
this weekend. Yeah, with, Ian McKellen is in that, and Jim Carson from Downton Abbey is in it. And I'm looking at Rotten Tomatoes. Got 59% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's actually kind of low.
Charlie's Angels got 27%. And 90% for Ford and Ferrari. So there you go.
That's Matt Damon and Christian Bale, right?
Yeah, right. Yep, yeah. And that'd be a pretty interesting matchup. Do you think they're equal in, I think, stature, I would say, as far as actors are concerned? They're pretty equal in stature. So, yeah, it makes for, and it looks like they had a pretty good time. That's the kind of a movie, although Tucker told me he had a great time doing the Charlie's Angels thing. They shot it over in Germany. I don't think anybody expected it to be up for an Oscar. And it's one of those movies that you just go to, it's like, okay, I want to go veg out. That's what, when I go to see a movie like that, Charlie's Angels, it's just I want to veg out. Actually, the kids, we're all going to go on Friday night to the opening of it in Hollywood and have my and Brendan's birthday party after that, which we celebrate together. So, yeah, it'd be kind of fun. Nice way to do it around that. It's 59 past the hour. Thank you, ladies. Victoria, Kara, and Doug on the DJV show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.